Hey guys, it's GBD, and it's Monday night here in Los Angeles, and we're going to talk to you about our day today. Of course, I am joined by...
Shipwreck!
And...
Thorvon.
Ooh, there was some emotion in that.
You went first with me, so I was trying to see if he'd repeat what I did.
You were setting the tone, that's called. That's good. Good job. So we did three different things today. We went to the PC Gamer... Gaming show?
PC gaming show. PC gamer, PC gaming show by Intel.
Right, probably right. And we went to the Microsoft Software Showcase, and we just got back from Sony's press conference.
Showcase. Theirs was a showcase as well, wasn't it? Wasn't that the PlayStation Showcase?
They did call it a showcase.
Oh, there you go.
He did say it was...
There was no press conference.
No. There were press
right.
In the audience.
There was not any conferencing.
There was no conferencing whatsoever. There was a lot of watching videos. But we're ahead of ourselves.
Yes.
Let's start
That's a teaser.
Yes. Let's start in chronological order with our day.
Turn into a trailer.
Which we saw a lot of. The PC gaming show, for the most part, was pretty uneventful. And I don't think not just because we're not huge PC gamers, but there wasn't a lot of...
Ooblets. Let's talk about Ooblets.
Do it. It's all you.
Ooblets looks fantastic. That's the new Double Fine game.
I think it's published by somebody. I don't know. There were two developers on there, so I don't know what's going on. But yeah, Double Fine.
Yeah. And it looks like a cross of like Harvest Moon and Animal Crossing type thing, but with Adventure Time style graphics. You raise these little like Pikmin style creatures that follow you around town, and you get to decorate your house, and it looks like it has some co-op play as well.
Do these guys fight that you're raising, or are they just like hang out?
It just looks cute, is what it is.
No fighting?
I think it's just hanging out, which will be a big hit at my house. It looks really good. When, like, contrasted to everything else, which was either shooters or like strategy games,
VR esports.
Oh, I forgot about the VR esports.
That's the new hotness.
Lawbreakers look good though.
Yep, but that's not VR esports. Nobody's talking about that.
I just remembered it as all.
They showed that Lost. What's the Ready at Dawn game? Lost
Echo. Lone Echo.
Lone Echo. There's Lone Echo, and then there's
Lone Echo Arena. July 20th, which I will be telling everybody, I guess.
Because it's free.
Because it's free.
If you have an Oculus Rift, it's free, I think.
Yeah, for 1 week. And the whole four people who have an Oculus Rift that also are cheap-ass gamers.
Right.
I'm not saying Oculus Rift is bad or anything. I'm just saying it's not...
It's not cheap.
It's not, yeah.
The VR game looked good. I don't think that the multiplayer arena game looked particularly good, although it reminded us of the Ender's Game training simulation thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you're building an esports business around that.
I'm not building an esports business.
Well, not you. I meant anybody.
I wouldn't know where to start. I mean, do you just say esports and it happens?
I think I don't think it works that way.
That show was a lot of repetition, because we came in early and they had the Intel show, and they talked about it, Echo, and then they talked about Echo again, and like they had the reiterated stuff from the Microsoft conference and things like that. It was a lot of...
Yeah, it wasn't anything too exciting, really.
It was fine. Like, as far as...
The host was good.
Yeah, as far as press conferences go, I've been at much worse than sitting through that. Yeah. So there's still, like, it's only their second year, right? Of doing this second,
they did it,
third
they
year,
did it,
maybe
it last year, I don't think, and then they did it the year before.
They
that.
Took the year off last year, maybe. The first one I know was sort of boring and cringeworthy, but this one was fine.
Then there was that game that looked like Advance Wars and Fire Emblem.
I forgot what that's called.
So do I.
Well, look it up if you care. All right, is that it? Is that our awesome coverage?
We got Wombat a T-shirt from there.
Yes.
I got, like, how many shirts did I get? I had
It was a big haul. Thorbon grabbed all the leftover T-shirts to give away.
We were all, like, there were shirts all over, like, every seat by us. So
they say nerd on them. Nerd
to the core.
Yeah. You know, I don't need to advertise that I'm a nerd. I mean,
you can use
on my chest.
You can use them to sleep in.
Right. in case the Overwatch t-shirts didn't give away that I was a nerd. I don't need to actually spell it out on the chest. All right, so that was the PC gaming show. Then we had some nice tacos afterwards and nachos.
I had churros.
Right. That churros for lunch, I don't know about that.
Well, we ate a lot of food today. That's all I just
said. Well, we're going to be eating more. Stay tuned. Okay, so we went to the Microsoft Software Showcase, which was at the same place they had their press conference, but they had games that you could play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They replaced all where the FanFest people were sitting, with video games.
That you could play. So we played several different games there. Let's start with, I guess, the biggest one.
Crackdown 3?
Crackdown 3?
Okay. I mean, was trying to think of what the biggest one was.
Yeah. I mean, I think the overall theme of the software showcase was that there wasn't a lot of software to showcase.
It's a lean year on Xbox front, I think. In terms of, definitely in terms of first party stuff. I mean, you're going to have the third party stuff.
I had to confiscate Thor's bottle that he was cragging. Well, that's why he's laughing.
But yeah, we played Crackdown 3. It's a new city.
It's the old Crackdown.
It's new city, old Crackdown.
New weapons?
Yes.
New weapons that are cool. Like I found one that was a plasma, like Ghostbusters type shooter, and then it lit people on fire, and then after they're on fire for so long, they explode. Which is pretty cool.
And there was like a wormhole gun that I had.
Yeah, there was a black hole something or other.
Yeah.
It was, I didn't know there was no real story to it. It was just like, go find stuff and do it.
Well, the story is that you have a 10-minute demo.
Yeah.
Right. Do everything as fast as you can. We're going to level you up quickly. Like the old demo. Remember they put out?
Same concept. They let you loose in the open city and you could go just explore, find your agility orbs, take out a little area. I took out a little area like of an enemy fortress type of thing.
It didn't seem to really benefit from 4K.
Well, none of that really. It's
hard to tell the difference, right?
Yeah, I can't tell, to be honest. And I kind of have shitty eyes, to be honest. So
I have good eyes, and I couldn't tell. And also, you're sitting close to the screen there.
Yeah. I can tell. I can tell it's crisper.
You don't see pixels.
You don't see pixels, but I don't know that it's a benefit at all. Like,
especially for that art style, it doesn't. I don't know.
Just about everything. I haven't seen the real, like, push that makes me think it's a advantage.
Right. That's true.
But Crackdown 3, it has a little bit of work to do still. It didn't feel as fluid as Crackdown 1. Like, you would hit the ground, and I remember one of the great things about Crackdown was it just had a great, like, sense of I'm going to hit the ground and then jump again, and it had, like, the locomotion of getting around the city was really smooth and everything.
I liked leveling up and exploring. That's that game. That's fun. And just do that, and it'll be fun.
But, like, you couldn't... Like, I was trying to climb a building, and that was very easy to do in Crackdown. Crackdown 1 and 2.
I think that's because your agility orbs weren't... You know, you got to level up your agility. Like I
know what you're saying. You're saying you're like sort of like that when that Hulk game came out, and you could get around the city really fast because you knew when to time your jumps right after you hit the ground, and when you get going up the building, you could.
Yeah, and you could just grab onto things easier. Like it was.
I collected not quite like there. 30 agility orbs, and by the end of my demo, I could jump onto the building.
No, I'm not talking about. I could jump onto buildings fine, but you in Crackdown 1 and 2, you would grab onto the ledges of everything and be able to pull yourself up and eventually get up to the top of the buildings, even when you couldn't jump very high.
Oh, okay.
All right. I know what you're saying.
He would like grab onto it sometimes, but then not consistently.
Right.
So it needs some work still.
It's coming out this year, right?
I think.
All right, well,
it's very much Crackdown. I'm going to play it. It's got so many collectibles and everything, but
it doesn't seem really next gen to me.
It doesn't seem next gen. It doesn't seem like a tentpole type of title. It seems old.
Does Microsoft have like a November, like, hey, this is why you should get an Xbox One X or an Xbox One S.
Maybe Forza. And that's, but that's not a huge game. That's really not. I mean, it's successful,
Forza comes out every year, though. This is the thing, and it's not like, oh crap, Forza 7. Now I need to get it. You know, like,
right? It's Halo.
I think the Forza people probably got it when Horizon or 6 came out, or you know.
Yeah, it's not the same for sure. No, I don't think they have like a really big game coming out this year. Well, what else did we see?
I saw Super Lucky's Tale, and that was actually running on Xbox One X development kits. Unlike Crackdown 3 was a PC, and all the other ones I played, look, there was a giant PC next to us. But Super Lucky's Tale, if you're under 12 and you like and used to like Rare games, you will like it. The guy behind me, who is the producer and stuff, kept talking to another guy about how much he loved Rare, and he used to go on the Rare website and Rare. So
big Rare fan. You play too, right?
I am 38 years old, and I greatly enjoyed the game from what I was playing of it. It is a bright and colorful 3D platformer. I, of course, just played Yooka-Laylee, and it's in that similar vein. I think Yooka-Laylee's environments have a little bit more going on with them than what Super Lucky's Tale does, which this is a sequel. This is not the VR game.
It is? Okay.
Brought over and the Oculus Rift. So, yeah, I talked to the developer, and he said it's a sequel. And it's got some fun mechanics. You can, like, burrow under the ground and dig around. The puzzles were pretty decent. I thought they were varied enough from what I played in the 10-minute demo or whatever it was. So
you beat the demo too, or
yeah,
I
managed to beat the demo. Yes, Thorbot.
He's got skills. Come on, right. You don't know who you're dealing with.
So it's got collectibles. Like you go and you collect the letters, the five letters in Lucky are like the secret things to find in the level. It's got the coins. It's a character platformer. I enjoy character platformers. It's also only a $30 game.
$30, so you can get it for $23.99 on Amazon or Best Buy with GCU.
Cheap.
Or Amazon Prime.
I think, yeah, for that price point, it's a great like addition.
All right. What else do we play? We played Tacoma.
You and I played that, I know. Yes. That's a first-person story-driven spaceship game.
I would call that like Gone Home, but in a space, an abandoned space station.
Why is the same people?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense then. Okay, good.
You ding dong.
I didn't know. Well, look, I'm so smart that I put it together without even knowing. That's another way to look at it. I don't know. It had a good atmosphere, I thought. I don't know if that's my type of game, per se, but
it's not an interesting game to demo, like, because you're basically going around and clicking on, like, voicemails.
You're listening to stories yeah. and watching things that happened already, basically, in, like, wireframes. But I don't know. It seemed like it could be fun if you enjoy that type of experience.
Yeah. It seemed worthy of playing, just mm-hmm. not as an E3 demo. It's not the most.
Right. Some of these games are tough to demo. I played Ashen. Ashen, is that what it's called?
That's it.
Did you play that?
No.
So I guess that's like a minimalist Dark Souls game, maybe. Your character has no face, like
that
you know.
Sounds minimalist.
Yeah.
I know Dark Souls games—they're famous for having character faces.
Yes, and they're just like, hey, we don't need faces. Let's save a few bucks. No faces. It has a sort of a unique style to it, but again, it's another game that was in 4K, but
basically nothing looked like it benefited from 4K.
Right.
Everything looked good.
Yeah.
Everything I'm currently playing at home looks good.
Right. Even looking at Forza, we didn't get to play Forza because that one actually had a line, but I got to stand behind people playing it, and yeah, it looks really good, but so did the last one. Did it like look a million times better than the current one? No. So I don't know. That 4K matters that much, really.
Nope.
Maybe, like, I don't know. There's probably, like, a sweet spot there. But I mean, I know there is definitely a sweet spot between 1080p and 4K where you can get great performance and not really have to sacrifice anything, you know, and still get great resolution and a sharpness, but get 60 frames per second and not have to worry about just having to get that stamp on it that says 4K that somehow means it's a cut above. But I don't know. Ashton seemed okay. It was kind of, the combat was kind of slow, but maybe that's just because my weapon was like a club. So I don't know. It's just the beginning of the game, really. We also played
The Artful Escape.
Yeah, that was really cool. Thorbon brought me over to that because he had played that at PAX.
I played it like a half hour before you played it.
Oh, okay. But you seem to know. Oh, because you knew the guy from a half hour before.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then you were standing there, so I was talking to Johnny, the guy who created it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really unique game. I mean, I don't even know what genre you would classify that. It's
Pink Floyd genre.
I mean, I guess it's a rhythm game of sorts, but
I think it's the type of game where you're exhausted and you don't want to play anything too difficult and you just want to chill.
Yeah, it's a chill out type of game. I mean, I thought the visuals were really good.
Yeah, yeah.
That one was also in 4K, and that looked sharp.
Really good. Yeah.
This is the guitar platformer game that they showed on the. During the Xbox press conference.
I don't know how much platforming there
is,
though.
It looks like a 2D platformer.
Because you have a guy with a guitar. When you can jump, and then you can play the guitar while you jump, and when you do that, you float in the air while you jam out.
And you play Simon with a monster.
Right. You have to match colors with some of the different characters or environments to progress. And then you snowboard. It was pretty unique, and I thought the music was really good, too.
Yeah. When I was talking to him, I told him it was like, it reminded me of Pink Floyd. He's like, yeah, when we did the first cut trailer, we'd use Pink Floyd music. And then we found something we could actually use.
Right. Something that we didn't have to pay for. You know, I thought that was a really a bright point as far as indie games that I've seen recently. What else? Anything else?
That's all I played there.
Where's the list, Ship? I sent you the list. I feel like we're missing.
I played the three games.
We watched Sea of Thieves. People play that, but it didn't actually.
Shipwreck like tarts.
Yeah, they had good tarts there for dessert. Anything else there?
You played Hello Neighbor.
Oh right, thank you. This is why I take notes because I don't remember what I play. I played Hello Neighbor, which. I don't even know how you describe that. That is
break into a guy's house. That's weird.
Yeah.
And you keep trying over and over again until you get your goal. I played it at PAX South.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they tell you what you need to do to take over the house. I guess you know.
No, you just figure it out.
Oh, because they did in the demo. Maybe that was just a tutorial.
At PAX South, they were just like, figure it out.
Right. Nobody probably figured it out, which is why they tell you when they do trade shows.
No, the 8-year old who watches YouTube a lot.
Can get it.
Good neighbor let's plays. He got through it very quickly.
Oh, I see. I don't know. It seemed okay. It didn't seem like something that was made for me, per se. But
Ty would like it.
Ty might like it.
Ty would like Super Lucky's Tale.
Yes, he probably would. Ty would just like some time to play video games, basically. All right. So that was the Xbox showcase. I thought, like, overall, we were pretty underwhelmed by what was on display there, just in terms of
quantity
and
choice.
Right. There's just
they had Minecraft in 4K, which is like, okay, it's Minecraft.
We know about Minecraft.
And they had Halo Wars 2 in 4K, and it's like, well, that game's kind of out.
And they had Assassin's Creed, the new Assassin's Creed game, which, you know, it's Assassin's Creed. But still looked kind of early, I guess. Then we went over to Sony, and they actually, it was sort of weird this year. This year, they had had a lot of games set up before the show, and you could play them and eat food.
Tell them what the longest line was.
The longest line was for a big crane machine that you could get T-shirts out of. So you had to wait on a long line for the chance to win a T-shirt.
And the crane machine broke.
The crane machine didn't seem to function well. So they had a guy who had to basically stand inside the crane machine to, like, help in various situations. But, yeah, so that was sort of interesting.
Pretzel dogs were good.
They had some good food there, I have to say. Brussels sprouts, pretzel dogs, two different kinds of salad, eggplant parm, sliders, meatballs, and more. I didn't have that.
It wasn't fantastic.
Oh, all right. Sorry. All right.
The rest of it was fine. The poutine. Okay. I'm just saying poutine.
Got it. So we checked out a few different games there. We'll just watch them, really. You guys played Knack.
We played Knack 2.
Knack 2. You were no wait for Knack 2. You just jump right on. How was Knack 2?
It was, if you are under, this is a theme, if you are under 12 and like those type of games, you will love it.
Did you play Knack 1?
No.
You probably played Knack 1.
No, I didn't. Oh. Because I don't, you gotta stop putting ages on these things. Don't be an ageist. Right. I don't know that that's true, even if you're under 12.
It might be a little complicated.
No, it was very simple.
It was press X button to punch. Jump and punch and body slam.
I don't like the art style of Knack. The world itself is...
like clay.
They do look odd. The fact that there's humans in it, it's got that whole Sonic Hedgehog with humans type thing going on. The art styles seem to clash. The world looks like it was a world from like Uncharted type of, like, it's a realistic type of looking world. Like, not to that detail, but right. Like same art style type of thing. It's a weird mishmash, and there's just not a lot going on. I don't know. We fought some guys. They had two demos. One of them was a platforming demo, and one was like more of a fighting demo. We did the fighting demo. The platforming stuff looked okay, but we didn't play that because I had watched enough of that previously. The rest of the demo stuff they had there, they had one side of the room was basically Japanese games. So
they
had
Far Cry 5. They had like four Far Cry.
They did have. I mean, Far Cry 5 looks pretty good. I understand why they had a bunch of stations. Yeah, that was weird. That was the one game where three or four of them set up.
Four or five.
Maybe five for Far Cry 5. That was the only one, I think, that had multiple stations, maybe.
Yep.
So we checked that out. That looked pretty good. I watched somebody play through the Detroit demo, which looked... I mean, that looked really cool. I really just like the style, the presentation of that game. The futuristic setting, the androids.
I like that guy's games. He has a problem having good endings for his games, but beginning and middle, like story-wise, they're pretty good, and then the endings kind of falter out. But overall, they're fun games. I like. They're corny games that are fun to play.
This one looked pretty serious. I mean, very like Blade Runner-y. You know, with there's basically a robot has malfunctioned, an android has malfunctioned, took a hostage, like the family member as a hostage, and you're playing as another android who's a hostage negotiator. You have to survey the scene, figure out what's going on, how you can get to this guy sort of mentally, and save this young girl from being killed by this, you know, defective android. And I don't know, I stood there and watched the guy play through the whole thing, even though I couldn't hear anything because he had headphones on. But I don't know. Shipwreck's rolling his eyes, I think.
He's gotten me one too many times on these games.
Maybe he's, you know, third time's a charm.
David Cage games are usually serious, though. Yeah, they're serious.
Yeah, no, I wasn't saying.
He's the one that said they were serious. You said they were corny.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, no, I thought it was really serious. I mean, it captivated my attention. I thought it was really cool. I don't know, anything else that we really, there was a bunch of VR stuff there. I mean, one wall was sort of VR, right?
Yep.
And that we didn't really care too much for that. But then we went inside for the conference. And I will say that Sony does put on a good stage show. You know, the conference kicked off with, they had musicians on stage playing.
What were those musicians for? What game were they for?
Uncharted.
Oh, okay.
That was like, Mystic music, I guess, or I don't know.
Tibetan. I thought Prince of Persia was going to show up or something, and I was like, "What's this for?" And then, oh, okay.
But you know, they put some effort into the stage aspect of it.
Yeah.
I mean, since they were just showing videos, really, that was nice.
They did last year too.
But it was really, I thought it was cool. Yeah, they did. I remember last year thinking they did a good job with that. So they showed the new Uncharted Lost Legacy, which I guess is not a full-priced game.
It's $40. Some cags got it for $25 with the season pass. So if you're listening and you got that, good for you.
Yeah, it looked good. Looked very good. But I guess it's just like a half measure between the last one and the next one.
It's like The Last of Us when they did that standalone DLC with the...
Okay. Yeah, it seems like a good plan. Looked good. People seemed excited about it.
We'll be seeing more of that. We have an appointment this season.
Oh, okay. Cool. Then they showed the Horizon Zero Dawn expansion called The Frozen Wilds, which, sure, I like that game a lot. I will check that out. And then they showed Days Gone. Is that what that's called?
Is that the name of the game?
Yeah, they had like dead bodies, actors hanging down upside down from the stage to simulate the corpses that were in the game.
Right.
And they scared the shit out of people when they started moving.
That game, I've still not... I need to play that game. We do have an appointment to see that game as well.
Okay.
I need to know... It looks like a type of game that could be frustrating if you mess up. It seems like you could get killed very easily.
And then replay a big... drive your motorcycle halfway across the map. So but who knows?
I'm interested to see how that functions, or if that it's so scripted that you don't get yourself into those situations too much. It's a very tense game also. So, I don't know. We'll see more about it.
Yep, we'll let you know about that in a little while. Then Monster Hunter World was revealed.
That was cool.
People seemed very excited about that.
I think it's single player, so I'll play that.
Oh, really?
You think they named it Game World?
World? No, I mean, that's a Monster Hunter is like an online type of affair.
Yeah, I figured what I thought it was is it's a single player game, and like it's different from other Monster Hunter games.
Well, they didn't show anybody else.
It was just you.
It was just the one dude, that's true.
That's what I figured it was. It was the single player.
That is true. They did not.
This is the problem with Sony's press conference.
No one comes on stage to explain anything.
To tell you a damn thing.
Here's a video.
15 videos in a row.
Any questions?
Yeah. Don't explain anything.
Hands go up.
Right. More to come on Monster Hunter World. Not from us, though.
A lot of these things are not this year, by the way. Like,
no.
Including Monster Hunter. Then they showed Shadow of the Colossus.
Which, hell yeah.
But that's a remake of the original?
I don't care, I'll play it.
But is it? I'm asking.
It had to be. It looks so similar. Yeah.
Okay. That's also coming out in 2018?
Yep, early 2018.
Then Marvel vs. Capcom?
3?
No, just Infinite.
Oh, Infinite. Duh. No.
The demo is out this week, I guess, or
now,
today. It says now.
Yeah, they didn't show any of the game, which was weird for having a demo out now. They just showed cinematics.
Right, and I don't know about some of the character models in that.
That Chun-Li model, I know about that. That's not a good Chun-Li.
Right. Lick Chan, I like to tweet it out. Not my Chun-Li. Hashtag not my Chun-Li.
I know we looked at each other, like.
They all looked a little weird.
Chun-Li was up on the screen, and we definitely turned our heads and had a glance.
Right. I was surprised that it was Chun-Li, and then also it didn't quite look like Chun-Li a little bit. But I was just surprised to even see that she was there. But then they showed Call of Duty, World War II, which looked good.
I like the fireworks.
Yeah, there was loud explosions going off.
Ears ringing.
My ears were ringing. That was one of the few multi-platform games that they showed. During this,
they had Destiny in there, which was next. I think, or somewhere around in here, right?
Well, no,
Destiny
now 2. We jumped into PSVR.
I kind of blacked out during this portion.
So we saw Skyrim VR, which
you can get it cheapy.
No, thank you. I played a lot of the one without VR, and I think I'm good.
Maybe you want to spend 100 hours in VR.
Yeah, I don't think so. the game's janky enough without VR. I feel like that's not going to be a great thing.
Yeah, so I don't know when the PSVR game stopped being shown.
When they showed when the console came back on. Of course, nobody came out on stage to explain what was going on. Shipwreck said the exact same thing.
No, I knew. I knew. I said, I bet there's plenty of people that are
okay.
About when PSVR stopped.
Right. There's something, a game called Star Child, which that didn't even look like it was a VR game. It was like a sort of a platformer.
Is that the Amtrak GameStop game?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know where the VR was in that one, but okay. Then there was like a Final Fantasy fishing game, I believe. Monsters of the Deep, which is this year.
They never released the Final Fantasy 15 VR thing they showed last year, did they?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I skipped a game. I skipped...
Tales of Despero.
No, The Inpatient.
Oh.
Which is another VR game. You're an inpatient in a psych ward, I guess.
Somebody's close talking to you.
Yes, yeah. That'll be like virtual close talking. Then there was a game called Moss. I think I sort of was fading on that one.
That's the one everybody's excited about. That's the mouse, the little mouse that.
No, Moss.
Yes, Moss the mouse.
Uh-huh.
Moss mouse. I'd probably play that if it wasn't in VR.
Right. Then we got God of War.
Oh, cool.
Which looked great and is also next year.
Yeah, come on.
Says early next year. I mean, I'm totally down for that. And look, you know, who isn't?
I'm still. This happens after the other God of Wars.
He looks older, right. And he has a kid.
But
so
he has a kid.
So it's probably old. It's probably after.
New wife, new kid.
New family, right, because his family dies before the even first game starts,
yeah,
right?
That's the whole story.
So this must be before that.
Yeah, I'm confused. I feel like I've missed something along the way, and I've played all these games.
Then they showed Detroit Becoming Human. They showed a different scene in the demo that they showed before the show, where you're playing as part of like the Android Revolution's leader. So it looks like you're playing multiple characters. Does that in all the games or no? The Quantic Dream games? Or are you always playing one character, usually?
Well, I mean, that's how he screwed up the last one, right?
By switching you around?
By switching characters. Because it broke the narrative of why a character would do that.
Oh. Maybe Beyond Two Souls?
No, sorry, the one before that.
Heavy Rain,
yeah. Not Beyond Two Souls. I didn't get all the way through Beyond Two Souls. So it didn't. Maybe that's a way to play those games, is just to not finish them.
Right. Then they broke out Destiny 2, which is coming out in September. PlayStation 4 gets a bunch of exclusive things for about a year, it looked like.
That got like zero reaction in the room.
It's weird. It's been shown a lot.
Yeah.
But still, people are cheering for everything. The Sony press conference, like, they show, like, the developer studio before everything, and people just go wild. It's like,
what are you cheering for?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Right. Then they showed Spider-Man, which looks fucking sick.
I think it does. Okay. There's a lot of destruction going on in that city.
Yeah, they Supermaned it up.
Yeah. Who was that villain? The Asian guy.
That's Mr. Negative, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
I've never heard of Mr. Negative.
Yeah, me neither.
That's good. They're going
deep.
Not too deep. More recent, I think. Deeper than yes. It's not Sinister Six type villain.
Right.
Which
is probably good.
Yeah, it's good because then it's not stale.
It looks very much like Batman. Arkham games.
Well, they've been like that for a while, though. I mean, there's been several Spider-Man games that were like the Batman games.
Okay. Yeah, I thought. I mean, the visuals were amazing. They did an amazing job rendering Manhattan. I picked out, you know, office buildings that are not like. Of course, you recognize the Chrysler Building and stuff, but I used to live, you know, in Manhattan, and I saw a building that's, you know, nobody would really give two shits about it, but they rendered it perfectly. And I was like, that's 34th Street and Park Avenue right there.
And then they destroyed it.
And then they ran a helicopter into it. Yeah, that looks great. I can't wait for that, but you have to wait because 2018.
That game's going to be really good.
And that was it.
So do you think, like, 2017 has already peaked?
Well, you have Destiny. You have Call of Duty, which, but, I don't know.
There's still plenty left this year that's good.
What else?
Right? War of Shadow, Middle Earth.
Yeah,
so. Shadow of War, whatever that of War.
Right.
That'll be really good. I think you have you got the new Donk City coming.
Oh yeah.
That's gonna be pretty big.
Yeah.
You've got Mario and Rabbids this year, right?
Yes.
It's
people like that. People want
people
that.
People were really excited about it from you. It's XCOM.
Is that because they had the plan to get people excited about it?
They gave out the toys.
Yes. It worked. The plan worked.
And Miyamoto showed up.
Aha. Yeah,
they had the right plan in place. There's plenty of Ubisoft coming, too. Far Cry.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we got some good stuff coming out this year. But I guess it's sort of usual. They don't really show it during these press conferences. They're showing the stuff to get you excited about
this last 6 months next year. Have been really good.
Yeah. There's been a lot of games to be played. So, yeah, that was pretty much our day. We did a lot, considering the show still hasn't really started yet. So we'll check in again tomorrow while we have a very full schedule. And we'll hit you up again. So we'll see you then. Thanks.